views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Wednesday, August the 10th, 2016, and we want to welcome you in, and we want you to call in and share your thoughts with us tonight on our topic for tonight. And let me just fill out that number so that you can go ahead on and get ready to call in, because we are going to celebrate the teachings of Dr. Sebi, who made the transition and is with the ancestors. Oh my God, I tell you, just hearing about Dr. Sebi passing was just like a major shock. I mean, we've been losing some really, really, really phenomenal master teachers, and he was one of our master health and nutrition teachers that we lost. So, my goodness, my condolences go out to his friends and families, people at the Usha Village. I know many people are just really, really hurting and devastated behind his passing. I have been following Dr. Sebi for years because Dr. Sebi actually had a one of his offices in Memphis on 3rd Street, where I used to live in Memphis, Tennessee, and I would go by there to find out more about nutrition and purchase some of the vitamins and herbs that he had. You know, Dr. Sebi was a great herbalist. And I think he was, oh my God, I think Dr. Sebi was, oh my goodness, I have to pull up that his exact age, but he could have lived, I think, probably. He would have been one of those people that would have lived until he was about 120 years of age. But we'll get more into Dr. Sebi, but let me just give out the phone number to call in, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032. That's 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032. So give us a call and share your thoughts with us, and we will get you in, because tonight, like I said, we will discuss long live Dr. Sebi. Long live Dr. Sebi. Peace be upon you. And we want to talk about activism. So we want to highlight the life and the nutritional teachings of the master health teacher, Dr. Sebi, who was 81 years of age. So are you eating to live, or are you eating foods that shorten your life? You're eating to live or eating foods that will shorten your life. You know, when I read that ice cream, which I don't eat a whole lot of ice cream, but I read when I heard that ice cream can just like clog around your heart like a brick, I said, my goodness. And you know, we eat ice cream. It's always promoted as like a treat to us. You know, have some ice cream and cake. Let's go out for ice cream. And it's deadly. It is actually deadly. So one thing you can do to substitute just like regular ice cream is you can eat some lactose lactose-free ice cream. Lactose-free ice cream, to me, tastes just the same as a regular ice cream. And if you want to add your flavorings to it, like strawberries or pineapples, you can always just add those ingredients. Let me see here. Let's see. Is this your Featherlight?
Yes, yes. Namaste.
Namaste. Why is that number showing up differently like that?
I have your phone, right?
Yeah, but it's showing up different. That's not the number. Interesting.
Really?
Wow. Okay. Huh. That's interesting.
It is I.
Well, yeah, guess so. I guess so. Well, that be you. No doubt about that. That be you. Well, welcome in. How are you?
I'm doing splendid. I'm doing the splendid despite it all. Mm-hmm.
And the struggle continues. And we're also remembering Mike Brown and the Ferguson Uprising. August the 9th, which was yesterday, was the 2-year anniversary of Michael Brown's killing by the cop in Ferguson. And, you know, they had, like, this march, you know, like a anniversary commemoration march, I guess what you would call it, in Ferguson. And apparently some driver decided to, like, drive through the march and actually hit a person.
Really?
And then gunshots rang out. Yeah, that was kind of crazy. I don't know what the hell was going on, but it sounds totally crazy to me. But
they were probably planted.
I believe so.
I'm gonna go with that.
Yeah, all the things that happen now, it's just so, to me, I'm just speaking from my perspective, it's so difficult to believe some of this, and you just really have to use your intuition and just try to just decipher it all and take it all in with a grain of salt. And because I tell you, I just can't hardly believe anything that the media says, corporate media, because we are the black media, and we try to bring you realness. So
right.
This corporate media, I don't know what to say about them. Bunch of lies, bunch of games, see no news. I just can't deal with it.
But, lots of lies.
Bunch of lies. Featherlight is going to bring us her mind, body, and spirit, and melanin, and more tonight. Also, you're speaking about what? Nutricide?
Yes, Nutricide, the silent bullet.
Nutricide, the silent bullet. All right. We're going to get into some hot topics. I have not been watching the Olympics. I've been having an extremely busy week, but I've just been trying to, like, catch up on, like, some of the reports and who's been winning. I heard that a lot of the Caribbean countries came out with a lot of flair and style, which I'm not surprised of.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, go mm-hmm. team. And the women's gymnastics team won a gold medal, I believe. Gabby and Simone Biles, the two young African-American little sisters. You know, Gabby, she was just phenomenal in the previous Olympics. And Simone mm-hmm. Biles, she's just been killing it over the past few years. And what's the other little girl, something Hernandez, and then other little chicky chick. But the women's gymnastics team has been doing extremely well, won a gold medal. Congratulations to them. And but one thing I did hear, well, I saw it on YouTube, the rooms in Rio that the Jamaicans were given were in horrible and substandard condition. I mean, the rooms that they were showing, like, they still had buckets, like mop buckets with the mop still in there, and it's like the rooms were still under construction. So it's like they threw the Jamaicans in just some, like, whatever kind of rooms. Like, just take this. Like, oh, y'all used to huts anyway, so just
right, right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was horrible. So they were like YouTubing that and showing the rooms and just saying how disgusting the rooms were. So I hope that they have been relocated to some better rooms, because that's just horrible. If you have people coming to another country to represent your country in the Olympics, and you're given some horrible, filthy, disgusting rooms. So if you haven't seen the rooms and you want to check it out, go on YouTube and you can see those rooms. So they need to be in some very, very, very pleasant conditions when they come back to their rooms and rest after after their what is it that they go through? Whatever their what am I trying to say? Help me out. Whatever it is,
the competition.
Their Olympics. Their competition. Thank you. Whatever it is they're doing as their competition, be it track, field, whatever. They need to be coming back to a nice, pleasant, clean, relaxing suite.
Exactly.
Exactly.
They're representing. They're going through trials. And they really don't need to deal with any unnecessary uncomfortableness, you know, if that's a word. But, I mean, everything needs to be smooth and nice and, you know, plush even.
Certainly, plush. Absolutely. Venus and Serena lost their tennis doubles. I was kind of disappointed about that.
Ooh.
Yeah. But they still the champions. We are
always
champions.
Yes.
They've already proven themselves.
Yes.
And they've already proven themselves. So, anyway, Venus and Serena, I know you'll come back and do well. So, you know, hey, it is what it is. Can't win them all, like they say. But one thing I did see also, you know, I love YouTube. Someone posted this video of the people carrying the Olympic torch. You know, how they carry the Olympic torch. And honey, they said that the ancestors and the Orisha spirits were jacking those people up so bad. I mean, they had like about six different people that were carrying the Olympic torch, and it's like they were just falling down.
Yeah.
You know, you're not supposed to let that fire go out with that Olympic torch.
Right.
And so they were like falling down. People were coming from out of the crowd and spraying the fire extinguisher on the people carrying the torch and all kinds of stuff. Just, oh my God, it was crazy. But see, if people remember, the people in Brazil, they've been protesting for years because a lot of those people have been removed, the people that live in the favelas, a lot of the black Brazilians. I mean, they've just been pushed out, like the same way they, you know, do black people in the cities here. It's no different. Like when they gentrify the communities and all that, because they did the same thing in Memphis. They removed all the black people from the surrounding downtown areas and pushed them all the way out into no man's land.
Mm-hmm.
And so they could, you know, have some townhomes and lofts and all these different new businesses and buildings for people that, for tourists when they come into Memphis. So, yeah, they moved all the little black folks from out of the projects and pushed them out, gave them vouchers, and moved them out into, like I said, no man's land. So they did the same thing to the people in Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
So the people were complaining, protesting, and rightfully so. And so, hey, I think they were kind of like getting their revenge. Because all of these millions and millions of dollars can be spent to build this Olympic stadium, but you couldn't take that money years ago, decades ago, and build some housing for those people. So that's wrong. That's just wrong. Totally wrong. Mm-hmm. So we want to get into.
I agree.
I agree.
I saw speaking of the the persons carrying the torch. I saw one person, a couple of them actually. I mean, it just seemed like it was an invisible force just appeared. I mean, I couldn't see it, but it just seemed like they were pushed, you know. And then they just fell. It's like what happened, you know?
Uh-huh.
They're just running, and all of a sudden they just jerked to the side. Nobody pushed them. Nobody's around them. But then they just jerked and fell. It was really weird, like. Go, ancestors.
Yeah, like it was one man. I think he was sitting in a wheelchair.
Yes,
I see the man fall out. Though I really did.
Yeah,
the man, poor little man, just fell out the wheelchair, just like one of the spirits just pushed him out.
Mm-hmm.
And he was looking like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Very strange. But on a good note, a lot of Houston rappers, well, some Houston rappers here in Houston, they came together, and guess what they did?
What?
They opened up bank accounts at Unity Bank, which is a black-owned bank. You know, there's a push for everyone to pull their money out of banks and deposit their money into black-owned banks. And even though, like, some people may say, well, I don't know, because they, you know, they may steal my money. Well, hell, these other banks stealing your money, they charge
you. You don't think they'll steal?
Right. They don't want to give you a loan when you go in there to try to apply for a loan for a business or a home or a car or anything like that. So, I mean, they're stealing your money.
They certainly are.
Yeah. So, what the brother here, Derek Muhammad, who helped organize the rappers here, he said that if a black bank is not offering a service that your bank is currently offering, then we should work with that black bank and talk to them and say, hey, how can we get to this point? What can we do?
Right.
When can we get here? You know, let's work with our people. And the reason why they probably don't offer those services is because they have not had the deposits that equate to the Chase Manhattans and the Bank of Americas have. So
exactly.
I'm glad that they did that. I'm going to find out about the Unity Bank because we do need to support our black banks as well as our black businesses. I have not supported a black business this week. I did last week, but I just haven't really not too much supported any businesses. Not too much this week that I can think of. Not in terms of like shopping, which I don't do a whole lot of shopping anyway, but try to support a black business as much as you possibly can. I did find out that there are some black grocery stores, like some Africans own some grocery stores, like I think that's on Bissonnette. So we'll have to go check them out.
Okay.
And that's an area that is highly populated by Africans of different countries. I know we here in Houston, we have, of course, a lot of Africans from Nigeria. We have a large Ugandan community here. We have an Ethiopian community here. And it is my wish to see all of us come together, like African Americans, actually building that community with our African brothers and sisters here, because the Ugandan community here, they all come together, they put their money together each month, and then like each month they decide on who to give a certain amount to.
Right.
And I think it's like they pay dues, and I think they pay like a monthly, telling me, I'm not going to even quote because the lady told me before, but it's like an amount that they pay monthly, and then they decide on which family can use that money to do whatever they need to do. And,
exactly.
Yeah, I would love to have a group of people that we could do that with. And then that way, that's just cooperative economics. Let's work together. Since we have this $1 trillion spending power, and we are not really working together and pooling our resources together to help each other. So,
Do you know that with the amount of money that African Americans spend here in this country, if we were a nation, we would be the 16th richest nation in the world?
That's just
how much money we spend.
You said the 16th?
Yes.
I think Houston economy alone, I think they said if Houston was a nation, Houston, there was a report that Houston would be like the 17th or 14th or something like that. It was top 20. That's just how much money is in Houston. It's some money here in
Houston. Oh, yes. It is.
Baby, it is some money here in Houston. Most definitely. And I tell anybody, if you're not making it in your city, move to Houston, because if you can't make it in Houston, I don't know. I really just don't know, because Houston will let you make it. Houston will let you make it. You can either make it by begging on the street, or if you actually...
Ooh, don't they make a lot of money begging?
Oh, they can make money here. I mean, just about every corner. And they know the right corner to stand on, too. And these people make money. They make money. And, I mean, I've seen people give people, like, $20 bills standing on the
street. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these people make money. And then they have the nerve to get mad at you, too, if you don't give them any money.
I was driving down the street, and there was this guy. He was standing at his corner, and I was approaching the red light, so this guy in front of me, he stopped and gave the guy a bill. And so as soon as he got that bill, that guy, he packed up his little stuff, and he went on about his business. I guess he said, "Oh, that's good. I'm good now." It was like half the day was gone. It's like, "I'm good now. That's all I need." This is like, whoa, this is it.
I'm good to go.
It was so funny.
Hey, Delta, I didn't see you there. I had my other page open. What's going on, Delta Cooper?
Yeah, I've been on here since 9. How y'all doing?
good. How are you? Yeah.
Fine. I was listening to all them great topics Black Rose talking about.
Yeah, definitely. I got a couple of more, too, right before we go to break, Delta, and I know you have some hot topics. Let me pull up my little list here. I'm sorry, Delta, I didn't even see you there because I had my little list up, because it's just so much. You know, with us on the air now on Wednesdays, it's just so much going on in between these days, and I'm like, man, oh, my goodness. So, we talked about the Houston rappers that opened up a bank account. Now, did you hear that there was a noose found in an office, in an AT&T office in St. Louis?
A noose?
Did anybody hear about that?
Yeah,
No, I ain't heard nothing about that.
Oh, the corporate media didn't show that, CNN and MSNBC?
No, they didn't show that, and they didn't even mention it.
Oh, of course not. They're too busy talking about Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton all got darn day long. No, so they won't talk about that. Yeah, it was a new sound in an AT&T office. Pull it up on YouTube. They found a noose hanging in the office. Yes.
A noose in AT&T?
AT&T.
Wow.
Absolutely.
They're getting buck wild.
They always have been buck wild. But imagine coming into your office and you see a noose hanging. Just think about the stress and the fear that goes with people seeing that. And they have to deal with that. That's ridiculous. And they're not even talking about it on the news. See, this is what I'm talking about. That's why I can't stand these fake-ass news channels that come on TV. And I don't pay any damn attention to them because they don't talk about anything is really news that we need to know. They talk about whatever the hell they want to make news.
Exactly.
And Donald Trump and all that crap. A fucking joke.
Theatrics.
Absolutely. And so I'm sure everybody probably saw that the young man, Paul O'Neill, I think he was 18 years of age, allegedly had stolen a car, and then the police went on this wild, wild west chase in the middle of the street. I think this was in Chicago. It was in Chicago, I believe. Yeah, in Chicago. And they went on this wild, wild west shooting in the middle of the street, endangering citizens and pedestrians, trying to shoot at this young man. Of course, they had cameras, so we could see them shooting. We could see the young man in the car. The police officer jumps in front of the car, and he's shooting. And you know how they always say, well, you tried to hit me. Well, if you stay your ass away from in front of the goddamn car, then maybe they won't try to run over you. So, so the police officer jumps in. Y'all can see I'm really upset today. So excuse my language, and I'm going to stop using those words. But they turn the cameras off when they shoot him, so we don't see who shot him and how he got shot. But they shot him in the back, and then the cameras come back on, And then he laying on the ground on his stomach with the blood coming out of his back. And then the police are like, oh, yeah, yeah, I shot that MF. And, ooh, my leg hurt. Ooh, I'm going to have to do 30 days desk duty now, high-fiving each other and all of this craziness. And people say that police have a rough, dangerous job. And from my understanding, and they do have a dangerous job, but then nobody tell you to apply for that crap. But from my understanding, police are not supposed to shoot at a moving vehicle. They're not supposed to do that. They're not supposed to chase someone. If I'm wrong, please call up and correct me, because I really would like to know for sure.
You are correct. Good evening, ladies. But you are correct. That's part of their departmental policy. You are not supposed to be shooting at a moving vehicle. Anybody could be inside that vehicle. It could have been a child in a car seat. You know, it reminds me of Miriam Carey, who was shot by the Capitol Police of Washington, D.C. But you are correct, Black Rose.
Thank you, Scotty.
Thanks
so much. How you doing, Scotty?
Busy and focused.
I know that's right. Busy and focused.
And I believe this. I believe they deliberately turned the camera off, and if they didn't turn it off, they deliberately broke it.
Of course they did.
They deliberately done it.
That's why we were saying.
Because why would you shoot somebody in the back? All the bullets are in the back.
Right. So, I mean, that's exactly what we were saying, that it doesn't matter if they have cameras. Hell, we saw Rodney King get beat down in 1996. So, I mean, the cameras don't, that doesn't change anything. It's just the culture.
Doesn't change a thing.
Of their policing. Right.
Doesn't change a thing.
No. Mm-mm.
And I wish they would stop saying that. And training won't help either.
No, they get plenty of training. Their training is to go out and kill black people and to harass
that's
black
the
people.
Training, yes, exactly.
Yes, DOJ report today that was released regarding the Baltimore police state that. And we're going to get more into that report as well. So, because I have quite a bit I want to talk about on this situation with this report, as well as I'm still on this Corrin game. I'm still on this. I'm going to play the video clip. I think it's the aunt. The aunt is recording the son in the hospital. So I want us to have a listen at that clip also. Let's take a quick break. We're going to come back with a couple more hot topics. I know Delta has some, and then we're going to get into some talk on Dr. Sabi and some mind, body, and spirit. So stay tuned. You are listening to The Lotus Play.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
No, I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
The Vampire Theory. Our blood reeks of royalty, they can smell it in the air. We're so used to our own scent, we cannot fathom what we bear. They know of our greatness, I'm just trying to taste it, while others are trying to waste it, and the white man is trying to trace it. But even in trying to find what is truly beyond divine, they could never go back far enough. We're way beyond their time. Therefore, in the meantime, they hunt the queens and kings with crime. Used to hang us up with strings to trees and other things. Now they tote guns with beams and wrist rings. Same old ankle chains still beating us the same. Ain't nothing changed. Except now they're trying to survive, can't find any use for us alive, not knowing we can't die. So while they're chasing blood, snatching bodies, eating babies, and raping our minds by having sex with our kind, they can only become us with every thrust. I trust they only raise our army, and I trust that we are righteous.
and we are righteous. That was Corrine Gaines, the young lady that was shot and killed August 1st. Police came to her home to serve her a bench warrant due to some traffic tickets, and Gaines and another young man were in her domicile, and her two children, and the young man apparently left out. Corrine told the young man to take the baby boy, but the baby boy stayed with her, and as you all know, she was trying to, like, live Facebook and Instagram video what was going on, and the police called Facebook and had her account deactivated so that she could not continue showing the world what was going on. So I want to play this clip that her cousin, a clip from her cousin, and he's talking about how after the little boy was shot. Now remember, the police said the story has changed so much, as it always does. Initially, the police said that they obtained a key and entered her home. And then they said that they did not know how the little boy was shot, and they were trying to pin it on Corrine. Come to find out, they kicked her door in, and according to the little boy, which I will play his clip as well, the little boy said that the police came in and they shot him, and then they grabbed him. And so while people are saying that she used her baby as a human shield, which I still don't understand, there's no reason for police to come in her home with a child in there and endanger that child like that, since she cares so much. The little boy was shot. He says this, and I believe him. Because if they used to feed our children to alligators, I have no doubt that they tried to shoot that little boy or shot the little boy.
No doubt. No doubt.
No doubt. I don't put anything past you. If you can feed a baby to some alligators, if you can cut a baby out of a mama's out of a mother's stomach and stomp the baby, and then take a fetus and throw it up against a tree, I don't put anything past you. And so I don't know why people keep wanting to believe everything that the cops say that happened, when just in this case alone, they clearly lied. Clearly lied. But we still want to say this, this, and that, and all this stuff about this girl. And it's just strange to me how people are so quick to and I'm not saying we shouldn't be upset about the young man, Paul O'Neill, but it's just really strange to me how people are so quick to want to defend him, but you don't want to defend this young woman. The whole traffic stop is a completely different incident from them coming to her house.
Completely different. 3 months later.
Completely different. So, let me see here. Let me play a clip with the cousin. And I thought I had the clip with the little boy. Let me make sure I have that one too. But right now, let's listen to this clip from Corrine Gaines' cousin. He's speaking about how this upset me so much today. This video, the brother is saying that when they took the baby to the hospital, the family, the grandmother, nobody was allowed to come in there with that baby because the police were questioning this child without an adult. And then you performing surgery and you don't have no next of kin in there with the child?
They wouldn't even let them come in the hospital. Not just the home, not the hospital.
Not even in the hospital. Can't come in the waiting room, can't come downstairs, can't come on the floor, nothing. Make them stay outside. That's crazy.
Set of rules, I keep telling you.
Different set of rules. So let's play this clip.
Right, yo. We out here. Right here, looking up there. Children emergency. Shot my little cousin, 5 years old.
They back there doing surgery on them right now and won't allow the father or the mother to go, the grandmother to go back there. They killed his mother.
This what Baltimore City did to the Baltimore City police?
Look, got our whole family out here. Old family out here. They telling us to be calm, move over here, smoke over there, don't do this, don't do this. Remember there's children around here. Nah, this ain't right. Look, they got all this beefed up little security to make sure we don't get rowdy, but who out here advocating for us? Who out here goddamn making sure we be able to go back there with a five-year-old? Who out here doing that? Everybody got a job to do except the right one. And I'm putting it out here so everybody know. Shit is fucked up. Fucking police had us in there interrogating us, getting information from us, thinking we they gonna fucking help. Whole time they just keeping us calm while they go do their ones and twos and shit. Earn their fucking paycheck by killing another motherfucker that they could have tried to help. They didn't do all that they could. They gave her 8 hours to fucking render before they fucking shift was over, before they went in and made a move and didn't even tell us that they was making a damn move. My cousin gone now. Shit is fucked up.
I want to just pause there right there just to make sure that you guys heard that. So like he said, they didn't even tell the family that they were going in there to execute this girl because the family was standing right outside the apartment while the police were there. Mind you, 6 hours or 8 hours, I heard six and I heard eight, this standoff was taking place, and they said that she was holding the son hostage, even though she asked the son that he want to leave. And reports are that she told the boy to leave out with the other young man and left out of the house. So I believe she was not trying to hold the child hostage. But if she was, that's her child. She's trying to keep him in the house with her, and we can say what we want to say about that. But the point that I want to make right here is, when those Bundy people were having their standoff at the ranch, it was a lot longer than 8 hours. And those Bundy people had rifles, they had children out there, they had women, and they posted up for months. And what did the police do? Nothing. They retreated because those Bundys threatened them, and they told them, if you come across this line, if you fire at us, we're firing back. They did not kill anybody. I think, wait a minute, after the second standoff, I think there was one person that did end up dying. One person out of that whole group that was out there with guns, rifles. But they were allowed to continue with their standoff. But they gave this young black girl, one little bitty 90-some pound, when wet girl, gave her 6 hours, and then it went in there and shot her 3 times. Bullshit.
Look at this. That's out here grieving.
Shit is fucked up, yo.
Look at this.
Did us dirty, man.
Shit is fucked up, man. Cody 5, yo. He 5 years old. Talking about they running an investigation. Fuck running, what investigation are you fucking running on a 5-year-old? Where you won't allow parental guidance to go back there? All this fucking red tape, all this yellow tape that we gotta fucking go through to get some fucking justice around here. But you looked at as the fucking enemy when you goddamn get irate with their ass. When you motherfucking get angry and you want to do something fucking about it, that's when you become a fucking threat at that point. They had an opportunity to goddamn help her, to help our motherfucking family and do the right fucking thing. They did what the fuck they wanted to do, and they knew what the fuck they was going to do from the get-go. Try to explain that shit. Fucker that shot are going to try to come out there and explain that shit to me. Let me talk to you. What the fuck you got to say to me? Can't say shit to me. Yeah, I'm letting everybody know. All this family out here, can't nobody go back there. Everybody out here.
They know what the fuck they
doing. Can't nobody go back there. But if we was to tear this motherfucker up, then it'd be an issue. Then we being unruly. Then it's a problem. If we make somebody motherfucking pay for goddamn disrespecting our motherfucking rights, it's a problem, but we supposed to respect law enforcement rights. You want us to respect this shit. You calling people terrorists because they want to fucking be treated by like humans. Black Lives Matter. We want to fucking be treated like humans. We got fucking life. We breathe like you, but the second you don't realize that shit till we take your motherfucking life. And I ain't advocating for nobody to go out here and kill nobody, but it makes a motherfucker understand something when it hit home. Tired of this shit. Do us any kind of motherfucking way. If she did whatever she did and that happened, what the fuck that got to do with a 5-year-old? What the fuck could you be possibly be doing besides hiding evidence, trying to fix him up? Got a shattered bone, got to do surgery on his arm and shit, and you don't want us to go back there and get no fucking pictures.
You trying to cover that stuff up?
You don't want us to go back there and get no pictures to make sure he all right and to show the world what fucking damage that these officers all on goddamn TV talking about they put their lives in danger every fucking day could do to a 5-year-old. Fuck you mean? I'm not for that shit. I'm not for that shit. We try to do the right thing, be calm with them and shit. Play they motherfucking game and shit. Try to get them the opportunity to do the right motherfucking thing to show the world that every motherfucking cop ain't bad and they ain't always out for fucking blood. But I know that's what's going on. They don't give a fuck about us. They come out here with fucking procedure. That's all they fucking give you is procedure and policy. That's what the fuck they throw in your face all the time until one of they motherfuckers is gone and then, oh, it's time to have a memorial. Oh, it's a holiday now. Fuck out of here. Shit ain't no fucking protect and serve what and who? Corporations. They protecting and serving the motherfucking financial interests. That's all the fuck they out here for. They in there getting trained that society is out to kill you.
Exactly what it's.
When they get trained, the officer even told me that when they go through the fucking academy, they get trained that everybody is out here to kill you.
6 months when they hit the.
So if I've been out there going through doing low crawls and shooting bullets and going through little obstacle courses and whole time they trying to kill you. When I get out here in the motherfucking field, I'm gonna feel like somebody trying to fucking kill me.
We ain't make that.
And guess what? When I do go out here and kill somebody, guess what? Then somebody is trying to fucking kill you at that point. You set up these motherfucking scenarios for us to oblige by laws, but that shit only matter to make sure that you get what you motherfucking need out of it. Corporate America, police, and all of y'all. Y'all ain't for the fucking people, and you damn sure ain't for black people. I don't give a fuck. Corporate America, all my white friends. Yeah, you need to get a dose of this fucking reality.
That's right.
Fuck you gonna do about it though? Fuck you gonna do about it? Everybody, man, I bet you all on Instagram hitting like, all that bullshit that don't even fucking matter in life. We out here losing our lives and shit. We losing our cousins, our daughters, our sisters, our brothers, our sons, our fathers.
You didn't have to die like that. You didn't have to tell me.
They deleted all her Facebook, Instagram. She was posting evidence on their ass that they didn't want the world to see. So they eliminated that. Tired of this shit. Tired of this shit. They got us going against each other. They got the police think everybody out to kill them. Got us thinking police out to kill us now. It's a fucking war on the streets.
Y'all need to wake the fuck up. I'm trying to tell you. Wake the fuck up. They not out to protect the serve. They not.
Tired of this shit. They try to make everything you do to love yourself as a black individual associated with a terrorist group, associated with something being wrong. It's something wrong with me loving my motherfucking self. It's something wrong for me wanting to stand up for my rights. It's something wrong for me to want to be fucking left alone. Leave me the fuck alone. That's the motherfucking problem. We want to fucking be left alone. Leave us the fuck alone. Bring us over here, built this fucking country off of fucking slavery and shit, off our sweat and our tears and shit, ain't give us no fucking reparations. Every motherfucking group got reparations but us. And then you tell us to strap up our boots and do what the fuck we gotta do to survive in this crazy ass society. And when motherfuckers go loco on your ass, you wanna chalk it up to a fucking mental condition or some other bullshit that's going on other than the fucking condition you created for our motherfucking asses when you brought us here.
The police kicked the doorbell, and then I was hiding in the closet, and then my mother gave them out, and then I found the closet, and the cover was hiding the door. So Carson was hiding the door with that place was from. So my mother didn't let me come out, so I come out, and then I had my camera. This is home because I left it in my house. And I left my lunch room, and I left room, and all my toys. But I had a gun, it's a toy gun. And then I was sitting next to my mother, and then we were sitting right there. And then the police didn't let us go to their rooms. So Kareem was gone, so he took Carson. So the
police, he tried to take you with him?
Huh?
He really wanted you to go with him?
No, I wanted to stay with my mother.
No, but Kareem wanted you to go with him?
Yes.
What'd you say, no?
No, I was just staying there. And then I wanted him a new phone because he got it. He coming to give me a new phone.
So what happened? You ain't finished telling me the story.
So we sneak in the bathroom, and then the police was there behind the.
How they get in the house?
They kicked the door.
Okay.
And then. Me and my mother.
So they didn't use a key, they kicked your door down?
Yes, they just kicked the door down and my mom didn't want it to open it.
Okay.
So I didn't hurry.
I'm hurt. Okay. We don't gotta talk about it no more, okay?
So we sneak in the bathroom and my mother had to pee. So she makes some noise. And she want me to get the ashtray and pick the things up. And then the police started shooting. That was so bad. So my mother said back off, and then she did say back up. So the police said, please back up. And then they started shooting. And I was right in the couch. And then the police just took me. And she died. Beaten.
So they shot my sister?
Yes.
And they shot you too?
Yes. Because they saw me run. And then they hurt my arm.
So they shot you on purpose?
Yes. Beaten. So that's the rest. So they put me in the A in its food and put me in the B and took drive me to the hospital. And then,
so when they saw you running, they shot at you?
Yes. So they was driving to the hospital. And then I started running out animal, and then I started crying. And then, so where is my mom?
All right, so the first video that we listened to was a clip of, the first clip we listened to was Corrine Gaines' cousin, who was one of the family members that was standing outside during the standoff. And then we listened to her son in the hospital with Corrine Gaines' sister. And I hope that you can hear the little boy when he stated that the police came in, and the Corrine Gaines said, back off, back up. And the police said, the little boy says that the police said, we is back up. And they started shooting. But remember, the police said that she shot at them?
Yeah.
Remember when they said that?
She did.
They said she shot at him. She was using the child as a human shield. They didn't know how the little boy got shot. The little boy clearly says that he was running and they shot at him.
Yes.
So what's all this about?
And you could tell that he was remembering, he was recalling it. I mean, it's so clear that he's telling the truth. He doesn't stammer. This is what happened.
Yes, he has perfect recall. And
yes,
that's something that will stay with that little boy for the rest of his life. And
yes,
it breaks my heart to hear that. And the cousin speaking, I mean, he echoed everything that I could feel and that I would say.
Me too.
It's horrible what happened. That's just horrible what happened. And people want to keep chalking this up to the girl had a mental illness and maybe the lead poisoning made her mentally ill and all that. Well, you know what? All of us are mentally ill if you're black here, because we suffer from post-traumatic slave syndrome.
We certainly are.
And hell, it really ain't post. It ain't post nothing.
It's not post. It's still here. We are psychologically damaged.
Exactly. And all of this that is going on supports and buttresses exactly what I'm saying, because they're two separate laws. And the DOJ report today that came out regarding the Baltimore Police Department also supports this. We're living under slave conditions, two different laws, and it's not right. And we have a black president in office in 2016. We're still going through this. 2016. We're still going through this.
It's like the black code. It's like the black code laws.
Exactly.
You don't interrogate a minor without an adult. Everybody knows that.
It doesn't make any sense at all. That just broke my heart. But the cousin, he spoke the truth when he said that the conditions that we're living in and how people are treated. And that's why last week, like I said,
but,
I can't say
something, Black Rose, when you get
there?
Yeah,
when I finish my sentence, yeah. Like I said last week, I'm not 20. People can say what they want to say about what she should have done, what it should have, could have, Monday night quarterback and all of that. I am not 23. I do not live in Baltimore. I am not being stopped every time I walk up and down the street, like they're being like the harassment that they're receiving in Baltimore. And the DOJ stated that these people in Baltimore have been their constitutional rights have been violated. There was one man that was stopped. Let me make sure I get this number right. I think he was stopped 30 times in 4 years. 30 damn times in 4 years. Let me see. Okay. Let's see. Officer stopped 34 black residents 20 times and 7 African Americans 30 times or more. One man who spoke to investigators said he was stopped 30 times in less than 4 years. These people were strip searched in public, like Eric Gardner was speaking about when he filed his complaint about being sexually assaulted on the street. And just like that little boy that was, I think he was 14, and when the police officer grabbed his testicles so hard, she fractured one of them.
Yeah. Just he may not be able to reproduce.
Exactly. So what you have to say, Delta?
Yeah, man. You know, we all, like you said, that's what I love about our show. We have different opinions. And my opinion is, you know, I feel sorry for the young lady losing her life. You know, God knows I do. But my biggest problem with her is she should have complied and she shouldn't have done what she did in front of her son. That's one thing that I can't get over. I cannot get over.
What did she do in front of her son?
Well, what I'm saying is she should have came out. She should have, you know, been compliant. I would have been compliant, and the reason I'm saying that because of my child. And then her son could have got killed. And so I feel like as a mother, she could have de-escalated the situation too. They both was all riled up. Both of them were. And I'm saying, as a mother, your child should have been your number one priority.
Did you not hear her say she asked the man to take the children with him? Did you not hear that?
He was a priority. I don't understand why y'all not hearing what this woman is saying and what the response.
I don't either.
Y'all hearing what y'all want to hear. Y'all hearing these news bites. The girl told the little boy to go with the guy that left out the house. The boy didn't go. So she was thinking about him, Delta.
The boyfriend ran out of the house. He ran
out
of the house.
She told him to take the boy with him. The boy didn't go, Delta, is what we're saying. So your argument is that she should have been thinking about the child. She did. She told the boy to go. The boy did. Apparently, he didn't go. But so it's not like she said, no, I'm holding you hostage, like the police were trying to say initially. So come again.
Yeah.
So how did she not put the child first?
Well, that's just the way I feel. You know, if we
no,
all have our different.
No, no, no,
but
no,
why
no,
do you
no, no,
feel
no, no,
this
no.
way when we keep telling you?
Let's deal. We ain't talking about no feelings here. We're talking about facts, Delta. She told the boy to go with the man that left out. The boy didn't go, so she didn't try to endanger.
Okay, she
child.
Told. Are you saying that she told the boy to go with the boyfriend?
Yes. Didn't you just hear the video?
No, because the neighbor said the boyfriend left running.
Of course,
Delta. Did you not just hear the video with the little boy that said that his mama told him to go with the boy and he didn't? So what you're saying is that she didn't think about the boy. What we're saying is she did try to have the little boy to leave out with the man that left out. So that's why I'm not understanding why people are saying she endangered the child when she
didn't. Well, I still believe like she done it. I still believe as a mother.
Delta,
she
Delta,
done.
Listen.
That's my opinion.
If we ain't talking about no goddamn opinions. We're talking about the facts, though, Delta.
You're not listening to the facts, and
no,
you want to constantly put blame on a woman who is killed, and you're saying she put the child in danger when we keep telling you, and you just heard she did not put the child in danger because you want to feel.
Yeah.
You want to feel that the police did right.
No, I don't feel that. No, I don't feel like the police.
Well, if the woman did wrong, then the police did right.
No, I'm not saying they both. I'm saying they both got out of hand. That's just my opinion.
Delta, see, this is what I'm talking about with y'all people with this motherfucking ass, slave ass mentality. And I don't mean no harm, but this is the truth. The girl said that she tried to get the baby said she told him to leave with the boy. So when y'all keep saying that she endangered the child, that's not a fact. That's all I'm saying. That's not a fact. Now, if you can bring me a fact, then we can have a discussion about it. But you're telling me about your feelings and your opinion. I'm talking about some facts. What the child said, what happened. So, your argument that she, you know, didn't put the child first, it's just not true, though. That's all.
It's got holes in it. It's got holes in it, Delta, and you need to look at that. You need to see what you're saying.
Yeah, this is cognitive dissonance when the facts are right there in front of you, but you still don't want to hear it. And that's what you, I mean, you know, Delta, I just have to keep it real. That's what you're doing. You don't want to hear the facts because you've already developed your opinion and how you feel about it. So even when you hear the testimony, you still, to me, that's just like what white people do when they're in court. No matter what the black person say, oh, I don't even care what they said. I'm not hearing it because guess what? Bam, guilty. That's just
my mind is made up.
My mind is made up.
And nothing you can say is going to change it. That's how you look at this, Delta. You're saying the same thing you said last week before we told you different facts. You're saying the same thing you said last week before you discovered new facts. It's like, I'm holding on to this no matter what, no matter what.
Right.
That's how you sound.
Regardless of the research, ever since this happened, I have still been researching this case, which I know a lot of people have not done. That's why they're still saying the same damn thing. Y'all got to research. Do some investigation.
Stop believing everything that is told to you in the news. You know they lie. You know the media is not on the black side. You know this.
I just can't believe it. It upsets me that so many people. And even if the girl didn't tell the boy to go out, I'm not even getting ready to sit here and keep arguing about that. What gives them the right to come in there and start shooting at that girl?
Knowing a child is there.
What's a child in there? That's the whole
why can't we discuss that? Why can't we say, you know, the police should not have been coming in there shooting when they know it's a child? But no, we're going to shift it to the mother. Well, she should not have been using that child as a human shield.
She was wrong. She should not. Exactly. Why did the police come in there shooting at that girl? They didn't shoot at them white folks on that Bundy ranch. So that's all I'm saying. And
if it had been reversed, if it had been reversed,
you have a right to have your opinion. You have a right. But my point is, we are blaming this girl. We're not even thinking about how the police were wrong in their actions. I'm not going to sit here and keep arguing with people about whether she was right or wrong. The point is the girl was killed and didn't have to be. And this is what they want us to do, sit here and argue about whether she was right or wrong. Fuck that. We know they was wrong because they came in there, kicked the door in, and shot the girl and tried to kill a child.
And that's what we need to be standing behind, not letting them create the narrative telling us, well, you know, she should not have been doing this. She was belligerent. She was wrong. That separates us, and that's what they want to happen.
That's what they want. They are laughing their asses off right now.
Whether she was right or wrong. Fuck whether she was right or wrong. What's wrong is y'all went up in this woman's house and killed her. For no, over some tragic stuff. But you lied and said that she shot at y'all, and she... did she really shoot? Did she even shoot?
We don't at know. All?
The, according to the baby, they came in and shot her. So that's all I'm saying, Delta. But I guess she still thinks she was wrong and in danger.
She's not going to change. Yeah.
It's yep. unfortunate.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate because there's a lot of people out there who think like that. Mm-hmm. From what I've been hearing, there's a lot of people like that, women and men.
Yeah.
And it's sad. It's really sad.
It is very, very sad that we are.
It's very disturbing.
Right, yeah, it is. Stockholm syndrome. It wants to take up for the one that's suppressing them.
Yep.
Why? Because we people talking about this girl mentally ill. No, we all mentally ill.
Yes. That's a mental illness. Yes.
And it's a clear representation of how we mentally ill. We sitting up here arguing about whether that girl was right or wrong. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
A person's life was taken over some traffic ticket, and we arguing about whether she was right or wrong.
Uh-huh.
But not coming out the house when they got guns out there. Fuck hell. Let me tell you why she might not have come out the house. Do you recall when, what's the little boy named with the Panther, young man, when they told him, come on out the house and we won't shoot.
Oh,
the boy took off his clothes and came
to
out.
To show that he had no weapons.
And what the fuck happened to him? They shot him.
Blew him up.
And
pow, 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 pow.
She should have been complying and came out the house.
How many times have we been compliant and been shot anyway?
Exactly. So that little story right there don't hold no water with me talking about she should have came out the house. Oh, so take your choice. You want to get shot outside the house or inside the house?
Or inside the house.
We don't shoot you. Yeah.
And they got a fully loaded SWAT team. Why you come to a woman's house, a fully loaded SWAT team for some traffic tickets? SWAT teams are there to shoot. That's a SWAT team.
All of that for a little girl and a baby. So when you know your history and when you know what they have done previously, when people were compliant and came out the house, let me give you another example since she should have come out the house, for anybody that believes she should have came out the house. What about the move people in Philadelphia when they came out the house after the motherfuckers shot the bomb?
Yes.
And when they came out the house after they were spraying water in there, letting the people burn up and drown at the same damn time, and when they came, when they were compliant,
yes,
and came out the house, what did they do? They stomped them in the head, beat them, and all kinds of crap. So this bullshit about who should have came out the house and been compliant is bullshit.
It
because
is.
Even when you are compliant, they still attack you. So that's all I'm trying to get people to see. So we can't sit here and just be talking about what she should have, would have, could have done when history shows what happens when you are compliant.
What was the gentleman who was reaching for his gun in the glove compartment and said, I'm reaching for my gun. I'm reaching for my identification. And there's a gun in here. But he didn't put his hand on the gun. They blew him away. He was being compliant.
Yeah, he was being compliant. And let's give you another example. What about the young man? It was another young man that was shot when the police officer said, let me see your license. He reached in there for his license. The police shot him. He didn't die, thank goodness. But he shot him. Oh, what about the man that was just laying in Paul Kinsley, I think that's his name, that was lying in the street with his hands up, and they still
came
up and shot him. He was compliant.
Compliant.
So, again, Delta, tell me why she should have been compliant.
I still,
hello?
Like, I still say.
I know.
as a mother, I'm just saying, when my child is there, I'll do anything when my child is there. That's just the way I feel.
All right. And you don't feel that she did anything? You don't feel that she looked out for her child?
Not in the best, I don't.
Okay. Let's move on.
Let's move on. Because, see, just like what the boy said, it's going to take this shit to hit y'all at home. And then y'all going to be saying, they didn't have to kill my baby. They didn't have to kill my cousin. They didn't have to kill my sister.
Please help me.
It ain't no motherfucking body going to help y'all. Because when it happened to other people, then you don't see it. They always wrong.
And did you do everything you could to keep your grandchildren, not to hit you in the stomach, but did you do everything you could to keep your grandchildren, but they took them anyway, right? That's the same system, Delta. The police is under the same system. You did everything you could. You filed all the paperwork. You went to school. You took all of these things that they told you to do. But do you have your grandchildren? Can you see them? Can you talk to them on the phone? Can you visit them? Hell no. But you were compliant, I'm sure. I'm so sure you were compliant.
That's two different situations.
You were compliant.
The point we're making is you were compliant. Let's move
that's
on.
That's my point.
Delta's going to keep on feeling like that, along with a lot of other people. And, you know.
And we can't waste time trying to pull them through.
No, I will not cast pearls for swine. I can't keep doing that. So let me talk about Dr. Sabi. Dr. Sabi, if people don't know, there have been like over 85 holistic doctors that have died in questionable circumstances over the last year. And Dr. Sabi was known as the man who developed an all-natural cure for AIDS, cancer, diabetes, and other diseases. He died while he was in prison in Honduras. They say he was 82 years of age. He died shortly after he was arrested for allegedly being in the illegal possession of $37,000 at the airport. And see, they're different stories because one article I read, he had like, I think, $20,000, and then his associate had like another $30,000 or something like that. But anyway, and then some people say he was in Mexico, some people say he was in Honduras. But the Usher Village said he was in Honduras. Let me see. While it was claimed that Dr. Sabi was arrested on suspicion of money laundering, there are already doubters, including those close to him, that question his arrest and manner in which he died while in custody. Let me see. They said he became sick with pneumonia while held in prison, and his condition quickly deteriorated, where he was then transferred to a local hospital. And they're saying they were unsure about the treatment that he received over the course of the last 3 days, both before and after being submitted to the hospital. Let's see, he spent decades studying plants in North, South, and Central America, Africa, and the Caribbean, and he created a line of natural disease combating cell food compounds used for intracellular cleansing and cellular revitalization. For nearly 30 years, he reversed a range of incurable ailments with his treatment plan. He was born Alfredo Bowman in Honduras in 1933 and learned the craft of herbal healing from his grandmother. Sabi also studied with a Mexican herbalist and began a homeopathic line of products dubbed cell food. One of his claims to fame is his belief that rendering the body into an alkaline state makes it possible for disease and ailments to exist. He also created vegetable compounds in order to fortify the body. He also claimed to have a cure for AIDS and cancer, along with a long list of other related cures. He took on the Supreme Court. His work was particularly well respected in entertainment circles, with clients including the late Michael Jackson and Lisa Left Eye Lopez of the group TLC.
he was best known for taking on the Attorney General. He also cured Eddie Murphy's mother, I heard, and Steven Seagal. I don't know what type of ailment they had. But he is best known for taking on the Attorney General of New York in a Supreme Court trial over a newspaper ad Dr. Sabi had placed stating, AIDS has been cured by the OSHA Research Institute, and we specialize in cures for sickle cell, lupus, blindness, herpes, cancer, and others. The advertisement caught the eye of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and the agency subsequently sued Dr. Sabi for false advertisement and practicing without a license. But Dr. Sabi took on the Attorney General and won. The judge presided over the case requested that he provide one witness for each disease he claimed to have cured. When Dr. Sabi presented 70 witnesses who had each been cured by his treatments to the court, the judge declared him innocent on all accounts. Sadly, even with this victory and many testimonials from celebrities and others who have been healed by the protocol, his natural treatment plan continues to be suppressed. In regards to his healing legacy, let me see. So he was announced, it was announced that he passed on August 6th, and given the controversy surrounding his career and the mysterious circumstances of his death, more details are to come in regards to his passing. So Dr. Sabi was a great master teacher in terms of health and nutrition. He even promoted smoking herbs, how herbs were good for us, eating live foods and not dead foods. And I believe that Dr. Sabi probably could have lived until, you know, probably well up into the hundreds, like 100, 13, 15, 20, like some of these people do, because of his eating habits. So we want to, like, just continue on with his legacy and teachings, with his teachings in terms of eating to live, eating live foods, and taking care of our bodies, just like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad on his two books, How to Eat to Live, Part 1 and Part 2, where he lists foods that we should eat and foods that we should not eat, and how we don't have to eat 3, 4, and 5 meals a day, and we don't have to eat every day. Give your stomach a rest. You know, sometimes eat just drink some liquids. Let your stomach rest. And if you think about it, now we have so many people that have all these different stomach cancers and pancreatic cancers and all of that, and it's just because of a lot of the foods that we're eating. We're eating a lot of this dairy that's not good for us. We're not cows, so we shouldn't be drinking cow milk, but of course people still drink cow's milk. Coconut milk or almond milk is better for you, but regardless of what the research shows, people still just eat whatever, but then they wonder why they're sick. So we just really need to start doing things a lot differently. We've just been on this path of destruction, and I think it goes back to what we were saying, this whole mental illness. What is mentally ill?
Yeah,
when somebody's really telling you that something is harmful for your body and you still take it, so I mean, what does that tell you? So long live Dr. Sabi, and we just want to thank him for all of his health and nutrition that he shared with us. And I'm going to play a clip before we close out, just a little bit on Dr. Sabi. But before we go into that, I know Delta got a couple of hot topics, and then we're going to bring in Feather Light with her mind, body, and spirit. So what you got, Delta?
I got the shooting up in South Carolina. I don't know if y'all saw this one up in the breaking news story where they was having a house party in this real nice neighborhood, and the black family lived about 3-4 houses over from this white family, and the black boys was walking to their car and they was talking. The white man got up out of his bed, I think it was around like 12 o'clock or whatever. The boys was not even bothering him. They was walking to their car,
and he heard them, and he made a 911 call. I don't know if y'all seen it. It's been all over the news all day.
Yeah.
All over the news today, all day today. And he went to his garage and shot with a shotgun out towards the street and killed one of those 20-year-old boys. And then he tried to say, he was saying on the tape that they was low life, those people's up to no good, those people robbing and stealing. I know my rights, I fear for my life. And he was like quoting all these laws. And he killed that young black man. Have y'all seen that news story coming out of South Carolina?
I did hear something briefly about it.
And that's a pretty sad story. Then they got one where Malia Obama went to see some college. And when she went, I guess she went with one of her friends or whatever, and they went somewhere, and they was at some place, and they caught Malia Obama smoking marijuana and got it all everywhere. Everywhere. She's blowing and smoking her marijuana, and they want to know why the Secret Service didn't catch that. Then we,
well, what
and then
state
I,
was she in? I mean, was she in a state where it was legal to smoke marijuana?
I don't know.
Several states is legal.
I know. I thought
like
of the same thing.
26 states. And if she was in D.C., D.C. has a, no, I think it's Washington. I think in D.C., too.
She went
D.C.
somewhere to look at a college. I don't remember which school she went to. But I want to say this. And I'm not advocating it. But most of all the young folks just about smoke marijuana.
And also,
I know. I'm finna tell
you.
Yeah,
older people too.
Her
I
dad wrote, ladies, her, ladies. Her dad wrote about it in
I
his book, Dreams for My Father, how much he smoked in high school.
And,
he wrote it in his book.
She looked pretty stoned, so she had been getting her a good little puff.
Okay, so she was at the
lap. So everybody is going against her, talking about she shouldn't be. She look at the president's daughter smoking marijuana. And then one of the news people said today on the news, said she was just like the Bush twins. She ain't did no more than the Bush twins. Said
well,
that
sure
the Bush
hasn't.
Twins, the Bush
or,
twins was really living it up too. So I think everybody goes through that stage. All young people go through that stage. All of them. It's just a stage.
Want to try something.
Mm-hmm.
I want to try something different.
It's an herb. It's a natural herb. It comes from the ground. Marijuana is legal in like 25 states. And next legislative session here in Texas is coming up again. Be voted on to pass medicinal laws here in Texas like they have in Michigan. It's not a darn thing wrong with it if you're killing people. What they need to ban is all these pharmaceutical drugs that are killing
exactly.
People. That's what they need to ban.
Exactly.
And some of these damn GOM food.
But my problem is I think the Secret Service deliberately they were saying that the Secret Service shouldn't have let her did this no kind of way. How did the Secret Service let this happen, and how did the Secret Service let them take a picture? Well, my theory is the Secret Service didn't care, and they wanted to do it. That's my theory. They wanted to embarrass the Obamas. Then we have a 52-year-old black woman. She started this in 1994. She had been married 7 times. She deliberately killed all 7 of her husbands. She ran over them. She shot some of them. She poisoned some of them. She had some of them killed in order to collect the insurance. She collected over $800
$1,000 off of these seven husbands. And it just said, those are my hot topics for today.
All right. Thank you, Delta, for those hot topics. We're going to go ahead on and just take a quick break, and then we can come back with the little mind, body, and spirit. You're listening to the Lotus Choice. Stay tuned.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
No, I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Give up on my weight. Oh, yeah. Wouldn't it be crazy?
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Wouldn't it be crazy? Would you still remain?
All right, and we're back here at the Lotus Place, and we want you to donate to Black Talk Radio Network because we want to keep bringing you these awesome shows. We have a fantastic lineup throughout the day where you can tune in to Black Talk Radio Network and not only listen to the Lotus Place Radio, but you can also listen to the Abolitionist Radio, Tanya Free, Pando. So tune in all day long. You can get your news, you can get your updates, get your information, and we're doing big things here at Black Talk Radio Network. So we need for you to go on to the webpage right now and donate to Black Talk Radio Network so that we can keep bringing you these shows. Thank you so much. We appreciate all of your patronage. We appreciate you spreading the word. Most definitely spread the word. Tell your friends to tune in to Black Talk Radio Network. When you're around the house cleaning up or doing whatever you do, just put it on. Log into Black Talk Radio Network on your computer or on your phone, and just tune in to some of the shows so you can get your information and stay in tune. Because as we can see, CNO News and MSNB bullcrap, they don't give you the news that you can get here at Black Talk Radio Network. As Delta shared with us, she hadn't even, and Lord knows, we know Delta loved at CNN and MSNBC, but this whole incident with the noose being found in the office, in one of the AT&T offices in St. Louis, that has not made the news yet. So if you tune in to Black Talk Radio Network, you can get first dibs on some of this news that we find interesting and that we are concerned about, our community news, some news on what's going on with us. We're going to get into a little mind, body, and spirit. But I want to say again, Dr. Sabi was such a great master healer. If you've ever taken any of his herbs, give us a call and let us know what you're taking. And I know Feather Light was speaking about one of his herbs that she looked up. It's an herb for women. So definitely listen to some of Dr. Sabi on YouTube, how he encourages us to change our lifestyle and change our eating so that we can just have a better life and just be healthy. We shouldn't have all these illnesses like we have now. All these cancers, that stuff was not normal, and particularly in the black community. All of this stress and strain, the racism that we have to deal with every day, that causes stress on your body and your nervous system. And so there are always these reports on our health and how black people have this and we have that, and we have a high number in this disease and that disease, but they never talk about why. Because when the yellow fever epidemic was going around during the 1800s and early 1900s, we were the ones that were able to survive that. How were we able to survive that? How were we able to survive all of these plagues and these diseases that were wiping out so many other people? So if you just think back, that's why I always say, you got to know your history. So if you think back, even in my lifetime, there used to be a time when you didn't hear about black women having breast cancer. That was completely unheard of. black women dying from breast cancer and all of that. And then all of a sudden you have black women dying from breast cancer. But I tell you one thing, if you're wearing bras, women, if you're wearing bras that have that wire in them, that wire has been said to help to contribute to breast cancer or to cause breast cancer, in addition to all the foods and all the stuff that we put in our system. So women, do not buy the bras with the wire in them. I know you want your breasts to sit up and all of that, but look, it's either have breasts to kind of not sit up or have breast cancer. So,
and no breasts.
Anyway. Right, no breasts. So don't wear the bras with the wire in them. We have to go back. Remember, we didn't used to have bras with wires.
No, we didn't.
Guess what?
We didn't.
Nobody, exactly. I know men may not know that. Maybe some of them do. But we didn't used to have bras with wire in them. And guess what? We didn't used to have these higher numbers of breast cancer.
Exactly.
So, goes back to, like I always say, when you do your research, you'll find out some of these things that wire in the bra, in our bras, they say is contributing or causing breast cancer. So get you some of the regular sports bras. I know some women don't like to wear them because they're considered kind of manly. But look, if you're going to get with a man and you want to be sexy, they do have some bras with that. Even Victoria's Secret has bras without the wire in them. And they're nice-looking bras. And they give you that lift.
Mm-hmm.
I have several of them. I don't buy any more bras with wire in them. But if you must have a bra
neither do
with
I.
wire in them, because you want to look sexy when you're with a man or whatever, just put it on and take it right on off when you get in the bed, okay? And that way we can just settle all of that. So, let me see. All right. Feather Light, you want to bring us some mind, body, and spirit? Delta left us. I guess we must have hurt her feelings. She got a little upset with us. She hung up on us. It's okay. It's okay, because I'm not going for any of that. I'm just not. I can't deal with it anymore. I just cannot deal with it. I cannot deal with people that don't want to hear facts. And you hear facts and you still saying the same thing. That doesn't make sense to me at all. That does not make sense. When you hear facts, you have to at least stop and say, let me hear it, let me digest it, let me think about it.
Right, let me think about it.
Same damn thing. Hell, and then if folks want to talk about that girl mentally ill, shit, what sounds mentally ill to me is when somebody presents you with some facts. That's just like me telling you the sky blue, come on out and look at it, and you see the sky blue, and then you still saying, nah, it's pink.
But look at it. No, I don't want to look at it because I know it's pink.
I
feel like it's pink.
It's pink. Yeah, I feel like it's pink. I ain't talking about your feelings. I'm talking about facts. I respect people's feelings and opinions, but if I come to you with some facts, then come to me with some facts, and then let's really have a discussion about it. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm willing to hear your opinion and what you feel, but you're going to have to bring me some facts, too. It can't just be all about what you feel. We can talk all day long about what we feel and shoulda, woulda, coulda. Shit. Anyway, go ahead. Bring us what you have, Feather Light.
Okay. This is Nutricide, the Silent Bullet. And this is a quote that I saw. I wrote this quote a couple of days ago. It has nothing to do with what we were talking about with Delta, but it kind of falls in line. And it goes like this. It's easier for black adults to say, these black kids are responsible for cops beating them up, than to say, we don't know how to protect our children from white supremacy. Also, it's easier for some black men to say, black women talk too much and are too angry. That's why they end up in trouble or dead. Rather than say, we don't know how to protect our women from white supremacy. Blame the victim, then I don't need to be responsible. We don't have to do anything. Have you, when you talk about the children being bad and getting into trouble, we don't consider the upbringing of the child. What was it like? Was the mother on drugs during conception? Where did the drugs come from? We all know. Was the father present?
Or was he out making other babies with other women? Some fathers are more attentive to children of the mother he favors versus the mother he no longer cares for. Sometimes they choose a Caucasian mother, and those children get more attention. I've heard fathers actually say that. Where was the father? Like medicine, we shouldn't just look at the symptoms. Attack the cause. Don't always blame the children. Don't always blame the victim. There is a cause. It is imperative that we do whatever we need to do to repair our open sores on an international level, collectively, and come to the agreement that we are under serious attack from all sides and that the media is not our friend. The media is utilizing the system to paint African Americans as savages, animals, and just plain crazy and unworthy of living with the rest of society. This is what the Germans did to the Jews before they were placed in concentration camps and later gassed. So in the end, no one, no nation, not even America, came to their aid. This is no time to play. This is no time to battle amongst ourselves. You can break a finger, but you can't break a fist. If someone is bullying you in school, and all you can focus on is their next punch, and where and when it will be, your ability to function properly is greatly diminished. Study-wise, you can't concentrate, your social life is a mess, and your self-esteem is the pits. You have none. You begin to hate school, cut class, and your energy is drained because you focus on all on the bully who is nourishing themselves off you to suck you dry. Energy vampires. Sometimes bullying ends, unfortunately, in loss of life. If we spend our time focusing on what the enemy is doing versus preparing ourselves and strengthening ourselves with a strategy to win, we will forever be the victim. You have to agree that if you don't prepare yourself for battle, know your enemy and know yourself, you set yourself up to lose. My segment of this show is not to focus on what the bully is doing, but instead to bring attention and awareness to what we can do to live healthy lives physically, mentally, and spiritually. My purpose on this planet is to heal, not to debate about who was in the wrong when they were snuffed out by those who want to annihilate me and those who look like me. So, if you don't feel like you need healing, now is the time to take a smoke break, snack break, put the children to bed, etc. In honor of the transition of Dr. CB, we are focusing tonight on what we are taking into our bodies, our vessel. Without your help, you're helpless. You can't help anyone, save anyone, our children, or fight for anyone, including yourself. You will have just enough energy to nourish your wounded body until you transition. There's a silent bullet out there we have ignored, and it's taken us out just as quickly as the bullet from a policeman's gun. Nutricide. There's a book by Dr. Laila Africa, who's a pioneer in the field of health, specifically for African people, entitled Nutricide, the Nutritional Destruction of the Black Race. Pick up that book. It's under $15. Just recently doing... It's great. There's so much information in it.
I must read it. And just if you don't want, let me just say this, if you don't want to read the book, because I know you don't like to read, some of everybody know I love YouTube. You can go on YouTube and YouTube his lecture on his inside book.
Yes. Now, just
like,
recently.
You know, research or read something. So.
just turn on YouTube and sit back and listen. Or wash dishes, or whatever else you do, and just listen. Just listen.
Yeah, I do that. I do that quite often. I mean, like all through the day, I'm like YouTube and stuff.
watching documentaries or catching up on just different topics and listening to different lecturers and tons of our black scholars and authors. I mean, I do that all day long reading something. I mean, I love information. I just love it. Always have.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, just recently, during the Democratic Convention, while we were distracted, once again, by the magicians with this theatrical display of two wolves competing on who's going to lead the sheep, our president, with a stroke of the pen, quietly and without much fanfare, signed what is called the Dark Act, or the Monsanto Act, giving food companies the go-ahead to continue to place chemicals that do particular harm to melanin-dominant beings such as ourselves. Now it has to go to the Senate. Well, you know, it'll probably pass. Unlike 38 other countries, including China, Russia, Belize, Peru, Venezuela, Scotland, you got two countries in Africa which are holding steadfast to ban GMO foods as Algeria and Madagascar. Even Germany protects its people by labeling food that is genetically modified, not real food. Farmers can no longer choose what seeds they want to plant. Alaska can no longer label fish that is genetically engineered. The government recently approved genetically engineered salmon. You know, we love salmon. But you don't know if it's real anymore. You'll need a smartphone to look up the code. Who wants to do that with everything you buy? And further, not everyone has the ability, such as the elderly, the poor who can't afford a smartphone, and those rural families who can't even get the signal out there. As melanin-dominant beings, our bodies and blood composition is different from the melanin-recessive group, known as the Caucasians, who set the health standards for this country. Yet, we base our entire nutritional health on the group of people who wish to annihilate us. There is no wonder we are so sick, particularly since so many chemicals that have been placed in our foods over the past few decades do not agree with our composition. The magnitude and implication of apparent race differences in hemoglobin, which is your blood count, reported in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, which was published in 1975, that long ago, identifies the fact that different races or groups of people, which race is really not a word, it's something they thought of, different groups of people have different blood values. Yet we as African Americans are treated with the standards of another group. There is proof that quote-unquote, normal values are not the same for melanin-dominant people as they are for Caucasians. The white blood cell count is lower by almost 500 to 1,000 cells, and the T4 cell count is also lower. This is important. There are also developmental differences. We have dental advancement. Notice how nice our teeth are. Dental advancement of the melanin-dominant beings and differences in the skeletal mass as well. So with that in mind, there are obvious nutritional needs for the melanin-dominant group that are distinct from the Caucasian group. Now, this information was retrieved from Dr. Jewel Pukram's book. I have that somewhere. Oh, it's called Vitamins and Minerals by Dr. Jewel Pukram. It's P-O-O-K-R-U-M. She's also a specialist on melanin and the health for African Americans. She quotes, "The evidence accumulated so far underscores identifiable differences between melanin-dominant Americans and Caucasians that are crucial in the nutritional assessments and to the measurement of nutritional status. Given such differences in the skeletal mass, hemoglobin, and hematocrit concentrations, it is not appropriate to measure one group's status by another group's standards. These are not differences brought on by poverty
or the lack of privilege, but rather they are fundamental differences related to ethnic origin that we cannot neglect. The Caucasian race uses animal flesh as a major source of protein and minerals. Man originated from the melanin-dominant people, and examined skeletal structures indicate that teeth of this early man was suited to eating plants. This supports the idea that the genetic information in the melanin-dominant body is programmed for vegetable consumption as a source of protein and minerals. As more melanin-dominant people begin to digest flesh as a source of protein, mineral blockage diseases become major problems, such as hypertension, diabetes, arthritis, gout, obesity, coronary heart disease, and eye disease. Glaucoma, along with hypertension and diabetes, is far more prevalent in African Americans than in the Caucasian melanin recessive group. The normal pathways to take in nutrients are blocked for us, and this leads to the deficiencies. With this new law that our president just signed, we are more and more at risk health-wise if we are not conscious about what we eat. We must begin to honor our bodies. We're dying from diseases from what we consume at an alarming rate. But some of us only see the metal bullet. This is a Nutricide bullet, and trust, this information is no secret to those who are aware of these differences but will not tell us this. We must become aware of this and reverse the outcome for our children, if not for ourselves. They follow our pattern. We feed them McDonald's and Taco Bell, and as they grow older, they die early before their time from another bullet, the Nutricide bullet. Melanin-dominant beings can charge up their melanin just by being in the sun or around the right type of musical sounds or other energy sources. Why do you think the music industry changed the type of music we were listening to? For the lower vibration, it affects the melanin. Melanin deficiency causes numerous problems in African Americans. Remember, scientists and researchers meet about every 3 years or so specifically to discuss melanin, and black scientists and researchers are never invited. Why? Because they want to study how to counteract or deflect the powerful properties in melanin, since they're not born with it. Similar to Lex Luthor, remember Superman, knowing all about kryptonite and how it can be used against Superman, who has powers Lex Luthor wished he had. He weakens Superman so he can use his abilities. This is what is happening. Synthetic drugs are like kryptonite to the melanin-dominant being. We'll get more into that in our upcoming shows, because I want people to know what synthetic drugs are doing to our melanin-dominant bodies. We need to know that we are being attacked just like Superman realized he needed to stay away from kryptonite. You know, America puts a lot of what they're doing into movies, and Black Rose and I, we watch movies for edutainment, because we see past the what is normally seen. We look for the message. Mm-hmm. Our bodies right. Our bodies
have about
nine
more minutes.
Yes, I'm watching the clock. Okay. Our bodies are vehicles for our spirits to experience life on this planet. And like a car, if we do not take care of it according to its make and model, for instance, you wouldn't give the same maintenance to a Benz and Bugatti or Ferrari or a Lamborghini that you would to a Hyundai, Accent, Kia Roll, all those less expensive cars. You wouldn't put regular fuel in it. You'd use high octane fuel, high standard oil, super tires, and all that. You wouldn't allow some jackleg mechanic to work on it. Now,
right.
Speaking of what you were speaking on, here's a history fact I'm going to run through right quick. It's about our hometown, Memphis, Tennessee, where Martin Luther King was assassinated. Between 1828 and 1879, Memphis, Tennessee was struck with six epidemics of the virus yellow fever. Over 30,000 people died. Over 25,000 evacuated. Abandoned children were found next to corpses of their parents. It was long before they realized it was a filth in the city causing reoccurrence of this deadly disease. Memphis was known as the filthiest, most foul city anywhere. There was no organized service for garbage, open sewers, and there was wooden infested blocks to cover the streets instead of concrete. With the last epidemic in 1978, there was a positive effect for the African Americans living there. The city was forced to hire African Americans in positions they had been denied previously. It was the first time in Memphis history that the black community was allowed to serve as patrolmen on the police force. Of the 41 white officers left, only 7 were fit for duty. Long thought to be immune from the disease, blacks then contracted the disease in large numbers, but only 7% died. Let me read that sentence again. Long thought to be immune from the disease because they weren't getting it. The blacks in this city, in Memphis, was not getting it. Only 7% died when they did get it. They had a higher resistance due to their body composition, which is melanin. African Americans worked, I'm going to finish up in just a second. African Americans worked tirelessly in roles they had previously been denied, like nurses, cart drivers, coffin makers, and grave diggers. They worked on the fire department. However, by the end of the century, Memphis joined other southern cities by denying city employment to the very people who had helped carry them through the devastating epidemic. In closing, without our help, there is no wealth. No winning this war against us. We'll be too weak, and our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren deserve more. We deserve more. We were once the healthy ones. We fought off sickness that attacked the melanin recessive group, yellow fever. We can be that way again. Let's love our bodies, honor this vessel, and achieve a healthy mind, body, and spirit, because they are all connected. Take a deep breath. Yoke with your higher self. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you so much for that. I sure want us to have some discussion on that, because everything that you shared, it is in relation to like what Dr. Sabe taught us in terms of taking care of our bodies. So thanks. Let me give you a little hand clap on that. And we're going to bring in our caller before we close up. Thank you, Feather Light. What's a primary takeaway that you would like for us to glean from what you shared with us?
Be conscious of the fact that we were once the healthier nation. In Africa, we ate mostly vegetables. When we were brought over to this country, we started eating more meat. We started
and sugar.
Yes, and sugar and
it's
salt,
white sugar.
Man-made salt. See, man-made salt doesn't agree with melanin at all. That's why people should get the sea salt, the Himalayan salt. That's why we have the trouble with the high blood pressure. So it's many things that they can eat because they're melanin recessive. They don't have the melanin we have. So we just need to be more conscious of what we're putting in our bodies. We can't eat everything that everybody else does. The Asians do it. They don't eat what the Western people eat because their body composition is different.
Yeah.
We just definitely need to be, if we're going to be conscious, like, oh, knowing all this new stuff that we found out, you know, let's be also conscious of what we're putting in our bodies.
What we're putting in our bodies, exactly.
So we can
let's
be healthy.
Let's take this caller right before we close out. Caller from 870.
Yes, hello.
Peace, what's going on?
All right, good evening, brothers and sisters. This is Astro Raw here.
Namaste.
Right, good I just wanted to just calling in the aftermath of the state sponsored lynching of Corinne Gaines last week, and slowly we're realizing as more information is coming out how it was a well orchestrated plan of attack to silence a young warrior, a young leader, a young mother who made the ultimate sacrifice to defend herself. But you know, these so-called Negroes who refuse to leave the plantation have a very short-term memory. Quite frankly, most of y'all might remember, but deny and recalling the fact that in 2014, a Nevada rancher named Clevin Bundy led an armed militia in a standoff against the federal ranchers who, acting upon a court order, much like what sent the slave catchers and the pig squad over to Corinne's case and into Corinne's apartment and kicking in the door, as opposed to a bench warrant, which is what an FTA is, not an arrest warrant. The federal government in Oregon and Nevada actually had a court order and had begun moving cattle that were illegally grazing on public land. Mm-hmm. And so protesters with rifles blocked the highway and surrounded the agents on the ranch preparing for battle. Right.
So and they had arms, women and children.
It was an arms standoff of white supremacists who were advocating for their own political and economic rights. Mm-hmm. But not only did the police decide to back down, but Bundy himself held a press conference the next day, calling the standoff a success, in his words.
Hmm.
And then so you fast forward to last week, August 1st, 2016, where Maryland resident Karen Gaines refused to open her apartment door for the police, who were acting on a court order, a bench warrant, not an arrest warrant. Hmm. Were there to serve a warrant failing to appear in court. And after hours of standoff, no negotiation involved, they actually called the Facebook administration, Fakebook.
Whoa.
Which is, again, a COINTELPRO operation.
Indeed.
Because she was live streaming with the technology on her cell phone. She was live streaming the standoff, which would be her only word. Because they called the Facebook administration. I mean, how many of us have Facebook administration on speed dial?
Oh.
To call them and to demand orders of private citizens or private users. They shut off the signal, and then they kicked in the door, and they murdered her and attempted to murder her 5-year-old son. And then so we're seeing a very minimal coverage of this on the mainstream because the white supremacists have not consolidated all of their lies.
Right.
And so this is another case, and in this case, we were here last year, brothers and sisters, when Sandra Bland was murdered for standing up for herself. Again, another young woman.
Right.
One of the most underserved, dejected, and mistreated members of our society. A young black woman was defending herself against the combined weight of state white supremacist terrorism. She was alone. And then so in all of these cases, which is indicative of the Willie Lynch syndrome again, we see black men getting murdered unarmed for not resisting in complete compliance.
Right.
But when we see the same incident happen to a young woman, it firmly places the responsibility of every man and woman who consider themselves black or so-called Negro on the planet. It places that responsibility of being of asserting their human rights, their civil rights, humanity.
Oh, Astro, I'm so sorry. We are closing out the show. I said we're going to have you come back on though and finish your statement on that because you are so right on point. We're going to have a discussion about this.
about when you are compliant, what happens.
Thank you, Astro.
You get killed in your house or outside the house, inside the car, outside the car. It does not matter. So thank you so much. I wish we had a little more time. Heck, man, we need like a 3-hour show sometimes. So much information to share. These little 2 hours just go by too quickly for me. My God, we didn't even get to the DOJ report, how they've been harassing black folks left and right up in the Baltimore area. And y'all wondering why this girl flipped out like that. Why don't you read the DOJ report and see what they've been doing? Maybe if you read that, you can gain a little more understanding as to why she flipped out. So on that note, peace out.
Namaste.